start your day, the Torah, Rabbi Yossi Chazan.
Right. Good morning. There's an incredible medrash in Tzipta Rapsa, Perek Yud Dalet, which I want to begin to share with. Chazal say as follows: Amar Rabbi Seinu, Ma'isa Hoya B'Yisrael Echot. Story about a Yid who had a pora chireshes v'nizmata yodoy. He was impoverished. He had to sell his pora, which plowed. In Machor L'Goy Echot, he sold it to a goy. There's another version that it was a Parsi, dafka, a Persian. Kivin Shaloksa Goy. The goy purchased the pora, which is plowing. It's a very well-known medrash. And 6 days it was chireshes, and on Shabbos it stopped. When it clopped and it hacked makis retzach, when it doesn't move, he went back to the yidl and he said, "I want my money back. It's not working. Maybe there's a makapnimi. There's some inner defect in the animal. It's not working." The yidl immediately knew what happened. He went to the pora. The lochash lo ba'ozno. He whispered in the ear. Till now, you were by me. So he had his mitzvah shvises b'hemtui, and you weren't able to work on Shabbos, right? I had to sell you because of my poverty, and now you belong to a goy, and you're allowed to work. And the parah started working, it was chayish. The goy said, "I'm not taking this back, you're making my sekishuf, like you're it's a hocus pocus." So he said it wasn't hocus pocus, he exactly told the conversation what he told in the ear of the parah. So the goy said, right, miyad nisyara hagoy, the goy became enveloped with fear and trepidation. Omar, he said, "Uma im porosh ein lo loy sicha v'leidaya leidas." A porot, an animal, a behemula, right? A cow, right? It can't speak, it can't articulate, it has no brains, it has no intelligence, right? Hikira es beira, nevertheless she recognized her creator. Ani she yitzrani yitzri bidmusay, v'nosan bidas. My creator created me with intellect, with wisdom. Right, and creating the image of the Eibishter, Eini Hiluchu Makir Esbiri. I'm not going to recognize the Bashefer. Miyad Bovin is Gayer. So this goy went and he converted to Yiddishkeit. The Loma Torah, he learned Torah. Vayukoyren lo Yoichanan ben Turoso. Yoichanan, Rabbi Yoichanan, the son of the cow. Va'achshav Abiseinu Oimrim Halacha Mishmoy. Till this very day, Chazal said halacha is in the name of Rabbi Yochanan, son of the cow. The im tmiyato, you'll ask, they pour in this kind of odom, through a cow, someone became close to the Eibishter. How they pour, he taros and shall yisrol. Pour is the tara, a cow is the source of all tara of the Eden. How do I know? Awesome medrash. What's even more awesome is you look in the Ramei Mifano, in the Sefer Gilgulei HaNeshamos. It's Moiridik, Haflo fell Neir Neiros. Who was this cow? It was a Gilgul of Vashti. Hello? You couldn't make this up. It's just, if you're creative, you can't. Sefer Anushi says in Ramei Mifano, it was a Gilgul of Vashti. Right, and because Chazal say in the Gemara Megillah Yud Beis, the Vashti who's mishtabedes in Bris Yisrael and mafshita maruma is on Shabbos dafka for reasons we'll see. Therefore, she was this gadol in this cow who the shomer Shabbos a from cow. Right, who was the guy who purchased him? A Gilgul anitzus of Achashverish. Right. Yeah? And therefore, since the cow was married once to Achashverosh, he gave her a clap. At least it's that thing. Right? And if you don't, the Mashgiach says, "I'm ready to give word." And how, what came to recognize the cow could bring a person to Achashkanfi Yashchina from the mitzvah Paraduma? And therefore, the Mashgiach says, "Zoyus Chukas is Gimatri HaMelech Achashverosh, and Achashverosh is Gimatri Mitin Tomei Mitor in Makrib." The idea of taking something Tommy, making it Tor, is Achashverosh, so punkt Achashverosh HaRosha, which are all cursing on Purim, mit tamol, he's nizgalgul and this guy who owns the Pora, and he had up as a part of the Nitzus, of the Neshama, the Katoiv Sheboi, had up as a Tikkun. Ulahoyer, this Shomer Shabbos cow, this from cow, right? Mishtama these that were Shabbos. Because Chazal say, Beyoim Hashvi, Ketoiv Lev Hamelech, Bayoim. It wasn't the seventh day, the 187th day of his non-stop drinking, his banquets, right? It was Yom HaShvi, it was Shabbos, right? And therefore, remember it says, when Achashverosh calms down, Zohar is Vashti Veis Asher Ososo, Veis Shering Nigzrola. So Chazal say, just like Asher Ososo, Nigzrola, she caused Chil Shabbos, and therefore that was done to her. Just Derech Agav, in all the Sforim Magdoshim, many Sforim Taitches, whatever, like them. They teach Bayoim Hashvi Ketoiv Leiv Hamelach Bayoim. Who's the Melech in the Megillah? The Eibrister Melech Malchi Amloch. Bayoim Hashvi Ketoiv Leiv the Eibrister as Gevaldige Nachasrua from wine, because the Eden are Mekadesh the Shabbos. And on that seventh day, the whole time for 186 days, the Mishigena Achashverosh Haltech in the Ram. He behaves normally, a diplomat, kirtsoin ish v'ish, alskit and fine. On the seventh day, mamish, the last day, he plots. He goes crazy, and he fashti is swinging from the gallows. But what happened to him? So Chazal say, this is the Eibishter is makdim refu lemak. The Eibishter, as the Chasam Sofer says, mitzad the chavivust of Kal Yisrael to the Eibishter. Even though they were just nehenu misudosi shal yisrael roshim, they're b'shvala matzot, as low as you could get. But the adayin deva chavivust to the Eibishter. And therefore, he arranged even before the whole Gezer of Haman. He already gave the get out of the keys to get out of jail, to get out of the Gezer of Haman. Right? Why dafke ketoyi lev hamelech bayoyin? Because everybody knows, we discussed this like countless times, previous years, every year, right? That the whole Haman men atoyim men ayin, says the Gemara Kufla Mites and Chulin, Haminu eitz, eitzadas. And as the Chaim Sariel brings in his Sefer, different Esther, Achashverosh is gematria, zua masanochosh. And Malka, Vashti HaMalka's Gimatra Zua Masnochosh. The whole Geschäft with Haman, the whole Gleir, goes back to where? The Chet Eitz Adas. Haman was the Gilgal of the Nochosh, Kiyadu, etc. Okay. What the Gemara says in Brachas, Tafmem, Shitas Rameir, what was the Eitz Adas? Geffen. Right? And therefore the whole Tikkun of Chazal, all the whole Yeshua Purim came, from it started the key to the whole Yeshua was Bayoyim Ashvi Ketoiv Leiv HaMelech Bayoyim. Therefore Chazal were Mesakin, that how do you celebrate Purim? Lebesumit, with Yayin. Adol Yodol. Tafki Yayin. And therefore you realize that at every Havdol, I'm saying that for Pilchus Friedman, at every Havdol, when you finish Shabbos, you make Havdol. And you say apostate from Miguel Zasla, Yehudim, it's the Eir of the Simcha of the Sosim V'yakar. Why Dafki this pasuk? What are you going to do with Shabbos? Because the whole Yisuit of the miracle of what Yom Hashvi Shabbos, Ketoiv Le'Melech Bayoyim. Why do we make Kiddush on Yayin? Say this for Maklesh, the Benish Chai, and other places. Because the Yayin of Kiddush is the Tikkun for the Chet Eitz Adas, which was Geffen. Right? Like, why? Because what does Shabbos teach us? We've discussed this countless times. Shabbos is the Indian of Bonem Atem L'Shem Likich. Goy Abben Noyach Sheshava, says the Gemara Sanhedrin, off with his head. Why? Because Shabbos is Sharviti Shel Melech. And if you use apparel that belongs to the king, you're married with Malchus. Mash Enki Yidin Molech Hashem Al Goyim. For the Goyim, the Ebrish is the Melech. Yidin, the Ebrish is a Tata, right? Bonem Atem L'Shem Likichim. And therefore, that's the whole idea. We have Shabbos. So, Mekadesh Shabbos, ala Yayin. And we'll soon discuss that gets rid of the Gzeira of the Chet Eitz Adas. Right? Right? And therefore, we ask Abraham, just like then, through Purim, we saw the Chavivus of Kal Yisrael. Right? It's al derech ze kein tielona, we should also be zeicha to tap into the Erev Simchul. Now, I'm a simple guy. Right? I'm simple. I see that if Achashverosh was in this galgul, the whole geschäft, through the limud of Por Aduma, is the charaya of Vashti came in this galgul and a Por and Achashverosh in this Parsi, right? Is kum to ispamir poshut that a raya to what it says in Svarim Akdashim, right? That Shabbos, Kodesh, Parshas, Poro, Habole in Lutoiva, is the gilgul of Purim, is the Hemshech, the Ashlomo, the Aliyah of Purim. It just follows one after the other. Now, you don't got to be a rocket scientist. I mean, you just have to read a little bit of Lashon HaKodesh, and you push it, realizing simply that the word Purim and Porah have the same Peresh in it, right? Which everyone knows, we discussed this countless times, is Peresh Dinim, which come from the letters Mansapach, which have the gematria of 280 par, and there's severity, harsh. In Lashon Kodesh, when you finish a word, you have a Shlos Mem or whatever, a final Nun, that's the end, you can't go further. So it's not an Indian of Oyer, of Oysmi Lashon also to reveal, it's stopping, it's Gvura, it can't go further. With the final letter, one of the five final letters. So the five final letters, Man Sepach is Gvuris, therefore the Par Gvuris, right? Kinegdom, by the way, how many days, the Hebrew word for a day is called Yoim, in case you didn't know. How many days you read the Megillah? Five, like in the first Mishnah Megillah. How much is five times Yoim? Hello? 280, which is actually a part, right? Hello? And if I, just to prove it, if you don't remember this, it doesn't make a difference, because it's not... whatever. Therefore, I understand what the Imre Noyim says. Pora adumas gimatria amolek and haman. Haman. Right? And therefore, I understand why Parshas Zohar is connected to Parshas Pora. Right? Because Chazal say, Kol's man that amolek is in the world, ki yad al keis yudke. The name of the Abishter is incomplete. Only yudke, not givovke. The case, not kise. So the shame and the malchus, right, is not complete. Pora aduma tmima. 836 is gimatria shame and malchus, right? Therefore, the chiyuv is says the mashgiach lebesume ad lo yoda, which is gimatria paraduma, which is gimatria hapur. Hello. So what do I see? This parson, through an encounter with this shomer shabbos from Pora, and he was nizgayir, which is also central to Purim, because in Purim it says verabim me'ame oris misyadim ki nafal pachad yudim alei. There's a famous Gemara which says B'nei Mosim, I can't remember where it is, it'll remind me. The Gemara says B'nei Mosim B'chasi Abiri Levdim. The people of, they're arrogant, the stone-hearted people. The Gechozi Yekora Deraisu Trezim the B'Shaita. There was the biannual Yachikal. Tens of thousands of people come to learn Torah, and they see, where is it? Brachas? Okay, I trust you. I know it's somewhere. Right. You get my age, you know, like whatever. The Chachazi Yekarib, the Raisa Trezim, twice a year they see the in Mishamesu? And the where? Okay, whatever. Okay. They see the covet of Torah, and they're not Megayir. Megayir minay Giyuri. This story with the Porah, as we'll soon discuss, you see the covet, the Chavivus of Yid. We'll soon see why. Shabbos. And it has to change a person. Now, I want to say, how does this story with the Parah, the Parah that Shomer Shabbos, why should that be a spur that a person should be a guy? So I want to tell you a thing I saw over Purim. I never saw it before, but I saw it in two or three different places, this story. There's a fellow called Rabbi Yankiv Meir Greenwald, and he said on Purim he went to his Rebbe, Rabbi Cholber Weissman, to give him a Shlech Manas. A whole, because people walk around with whole things of Shlech Manas. So he went to his Rebbe. His Rebbe wouldn't let him go further. He had 28 other Shalach Manas to deliver. Michal Ber stopped him. Sit down. I want to tell you something in Torah. He asked him a simple shayla, which I don't know if, unless you saw this in a sefer, you would not know it yourself. And you're not an Am Oris if you don't know it. But if you had to ask a Jew, I asked at my shul yesterday by the Sudas Purim, how many, everyone knows 166 psukim in Megillah Esther, that every school child knows. How many letters are there in Megillah Esther? You read it twice, sister. Anybody? Who worked this out? No. 12,196. You do it. Right? What is 12,196? Right? So Michal Ber, who like knew the computer codes before computers were ever invented, he said, a moiri de gavor. It's like, pill employees, moiri in the rose. He said, if you take the first aleph in the whole Torah, by the way, you don't got to go very far. Where's the first aleph in Torah? Gracious. Third word of Torah. And you'll count 12,196 letters, communion letters in the Megillah Esther, you'll get a Samach. Count further 12,196 letters, you'll get a Tav and a Resh. If you say a Mikra Nikra, chance. Take the Mem of Mordechai, as the Gemara says in the Chulin, Mordechai min atayr min ayin shemer mar dror, umetagaminon Mordechai. Count 12,196 letters, you'll get a Resh. 12,196 letters, and you'll get a Dalit, then a Chof, and then a Yud. He made him count. he couldn't give out a shalom. Michal Ber made the guy count. Okay? He said later, years later, and he had a couple who were totally fried out of their minds, a totally secular couple. You can say secular or need, but people were not yet Torah observed. Right? And they came to, and he's trying to convince him about Torah and the Abishter, and he couldn't make, these are scientists, he couldn't move them. Finally, he remembered the story of Rechel Weissmandel, and he told him this word, and they put it on the computer, and they said, it is Sakachu. And he said, these people, it just blew their mind statistically, like it can't be, like whatever, it's a random, whatever, they worked it out, the statistics, and they became Bali Tshuv, and years later, he met them, and he just told him to recognize the Frum Erlich people, unbelievable. Okay, that is a great vort. What are you going to do with this vort? Rav Ivish Feingold used to always say, any idiot, any fool can make a gematria. What's the heroine of? If anyone could find me what 12,196 apostles or whatever the gematria, I will bring Mesana Levei Mesus. I'll bring your clothes to you to the bathhouse. I have no idea. I'm a simple Amoritz, right? But I thought, what can I learn from this? First thing I learned from this is, where is the Aleph? Where do we start Esther? Everyone knows Esther is Aleph Seser. The Aleph, Aluf Rishal Olam, in the concealment, in the Hastorah B'tei Hastorah. Where does it start from the word Bereshis? What do I know about Bereshis? You guys aren't the fact. I'm a simple guy, I know Rashi, just about Rashi. Even that I don't know, right? Bereshis, Bishvil HaTorah, Bishvil Yisrael. And as we'll discuss maybe, of Torah and Yisrael, which is even higher, we discuss how Neshama is Yisrael, even higher than Torah. So the avoda of a yid, the sheirish of a yid, is in the aleph aluf rishul olam, which is kadma la'olam, even kadma la'torah, as Chazal say in various Tanavelio in various places. So the sheirish of a yid is to megala the aleph aluf rishul olam in Torah and in Velt. That's number one. What's everything is aleph. The whole Megillah revolves around aleph. Aleph. Aleph is aleph. Besoyed echad amar bevechad amamit ki yidul yidim. Right? A thousand, like Ador, is Aleph Dor. Everything about a thousand. A thousand is always considered to be, in Svarim HaKadoshim, the ultimate in brachas. There's singular digits, tens, hundreds, thousand. Moshe Rabbeinu says, Hashem Elikei Avisechem, Yosef Lachem Kochem, Elef Pa'omim Kochem. A thousand is the ultimate bracha. So you don't got to be a genius to work out that 12,000 is 12 is the thousand brachas, the elef for Yud Beis Gvul Elachsin, Yud Beis Shvat, and whatever million things we can think of Yud Beis. So it's 12,000. I can understand. What's this 196?
14
what? What 12,000? I got. It's 1,000 brachas to all Yud Beis Gvul Elachsin, Yud Beis Shvat. But it's 12,196. What's this 196? I'm trying to tell you a simple word. Whether I'm right or not, I don't know. But it makes a difference because the Yisoidus, what I'm building on, is all from Svarim. Okay. Let's work it out. It says in Svarim HaKadoshim, the whole Yisoid of Purim was that Mordechai and Esther came to Mevatel Yitzur Davoidazor. Haman was a Getchka. Mordechai Le'yichel Le'yishtachav. And it's called Mordechai Yehudi. Why? Because I call a Kofir Davoidazor. Nikri Yehudi. So it doesn't swore him that the Gemara says in humans and Hedrin in the Gemara Erchin that in the second Beis Hamikdash, Pasuk Nechemya, Klal Yisrael got together and they destroyed the Yetzer of Avodah Zorah. You find the first Beis Hamikdash, Avodah Zorah is rampant. Asheris, well, second Beis Hamikdash doesn't exist, right? Because they were Mevatel, right? That came to Hak, just like we said over last few shurim, that the story of Purim was the Hakdoma to Binyan by Yesheni. The story of Purim is the Hakdoma to the Bittul of the Yitzhar Davoid Dezor, which is Merumis in Chazal when Esther says in Kapitel Chav Beis, Keli, Keli, Lama, Zavtoni, Chazal say when she went to the Beis Hatzlomim to go into Achashverish, the Stalkim and Eshchina, right? She thought, she didn't know what she did wrong here. Maybe that I'm getting punished for calling him a Kelev. So she called her husband Achashverish an Arya. What's a Kelev and Arya? Kelev, I'm not going to repeat it now, but the whole Arichas. Kelev is the Yetzer of Arayas, Gil Arayas. Therefore, Gemara says, so you took Shura by Kelev. That's a common Arayas. Arya, you don't got to be a genius, is the Yetzer of Avodazara. Therefore, the Gemara there says, when they pray to get rid of the Yetzer of Avodazara, Nafok kiguria denura mi base kodesh kadoshim, a image of a lion, a fire came out of the kodesh kadoshim, and the neviim told Chal Yisrael this was the yetzer of avodah zarah. It's a verse called an Ari, which is the reason the Gemara says in Yuma, in the those five things said about the Mareches Hoesh on the Mizbeach. In the first Beis Hamikdash, it was what? The Dmus of a Revutzabai Ka'aryeh. In the second Beis Hamikdash, it was a Revutzabai Ka'kelev. Why did the fire change? So you normally think that the second Beis Hamikdash is Shvacher. On the contrary, there's a Maila. Since in the first Beis Hamikdash, there's still a live, active ingredient of a Dezora, therefore, and it was still there, therefore the Eish of the Mizbeach to counteract it extinguishes the Loi, the negativity in the world, it had to come down in the form of Eish. In the second Beis HaMikdash, when Avodah Zarah, the second Beis HaMikdash, where there no longer Avodah Zarah, came back to Kelev Kineged HaRayim. Now let's get to it. When Yitzhar the Yitavlev, when the Eibishter, common sense, when the Eibishter created Adam HaRishon, here, right, Mifchanushi, he had a relationship to the Eibishter as a fact of life. Without any going to university and taking a course in comparative religion and getting a PhD in Hakir. He knew the Eibishter, taught the Eibishter. Aber comes the Nachash, the Samach Mem, the Eitz Hara, and says, it's not good enough, you have to, intellectual, you have, right? So it says, Vateira, the woman sees that what? Ki toiva eitz l'maych. Right? V'chi savahi le'inayim. Einayim means that you see. Not just you hear, you see. I have evidence. I can't just be a Kabbalah. V'nechmat ho'eitz. Next word. L'haskil och be'a PhD. Right? Stamaz eitz. Yeah? Oh, that began the downfall of men. When instead of having a munah pshut in the Eibishter, and you start becoming a rabbi doctor type, that led to suffering, that led to all churban in the world. And therefore, what was the punishment to Adam? Kuitz v'dardar tatzmeich lach. And I've said this for like a billion times to the Bnei Sosler, and everyone says this, and Rebbe became famous. The Eibishter says, Shema Yisrael. Shema means emuna. Shema's in the heart, right? Hashem alekeinu Hashem echod. By the way, the Zohar is called not Acher. What's the difference between a Dalet and a Reish? The Kuitz on the bottom, or the Dalet. You cut it out, you round it off, and from Echod, it's the word Acher. Bingo. What is Reish is 200 and Dalet is 4? The difference is Kuitz, 196. Kuitz, Vidardar, Dalet Reish, that's the Miyachloch. Then you get into Amolek, which is Gematria Sofek, Gematria Lacha, etc. Which is repeated itself because the Zuama came back to them by the Chet Agegel. So the Eibishter told Moshe, Lech Raid, Kishich Yazamgur. Raid is Vaiter, Reishene, Dalit. And, yeah, you told me this last time. Okay, doctor. Okay, Shkoyach, I'll write it in my Sefer, b'shem you. Right? And therefore, the Aroino Eidu says that therefore, hello, this called Cheta Egel. Egel Milosh and Egel, they rounded off the side, the coats of the Dal. Right? And therefore, like by Amolek, Sofik, Milcham Lashem Bamolek, next words, Midurder. Right? Daladresh, Daladresh. And therefore, the Gemara said in Shabbos Kufim Zayin, by the Hud, the Ikl, they went to a place of Tanuge Elam Haza, and the Akerli Talmudei, and instead of Achoydish, Hazelochem, Hacherish Elim. So what did he do to the word Achoydish? Cherish. Again, the same Dal became a Rish. Which I think that is the reason. We'll soon see that Parshas Paradum is a Munah Pshuta. Therefore, Parshas Parah, even though chronologically fakert, Parshas Parah has to come before Chodesh, because to come to Chodesh, you have to say Munah Pshuta, which is Mechalik between the Dalit and the Rish. Or they come to people. I haven't seen what said it, but it makes sense. And the left says, that's why if you have a Dalit, you have the word Chodesh. Kuf, Dalit, Shin. Scramble, make the Dalit into a Rish, and you have the word Sheker. Same letters, but the difference between a Dalit and a Rish. Or he says elsewhere, you make from an Am Echad to an Am Acher. Right? That's in Medrash. The Medrash says, Omer of Yane, Lahoyu Tzorek, Lahaskel, Asatoira, Ela Mehachoydesh Azelochem. Why did the Eibishter tell Klal Yisrael what happened from day one till day six of Maaseh Bereishis? Right? Because Bischus, that they're going to say in the future, Naseh V'Nishma. because Yidin will nasa. Kabbalah is all. And then Vinishma. And Vinishma means what? Shema Yisrael. You're going to hear. You don't have to see. And when you say Shema, what do? You cover your eyes. You dafka don't want to see. Right? In that schools, the Eibush to gave that you have. In that schools, you have Echod. Shema Yisrael, Echod. Right? And therefore, you're able to know what happened in the beginning of creation. Right? And that's also Pshat. By the Badita Panim says, right before Kabbalah Satoir. Says Moshe today with Moshe, lichreid ha'ed ba'om pen yehersun al Hashem. David Moshe said, I told him already, because human nature is you want to understand, you're curious, you're intellectual, right? Pen yehersun lalois, right? V'nafol imen avrav. That didn't mean hagbol is ha'om. At kan v'zuloi, not to look where you're not supposed to. And the yisoid of Yiddishkeit is amun pshuta, as we've discussed countless times. Different to Santa, the Ben Ishchai says, "Oydeis of Chayim, Oydeitik of Ort." Wakey, wakey. What is the gematria of Yisrael? 5, 4, 1. What is the gematria of Moshe? 3, 4, 5. Hello. What happens if you take Moshe from Yisrael, from Klal Yisrael?
196.
Ah, now you understand. Mamish Mosuk Midvash. When the Gemara says Megillah, when the poor fell on Adar. So Haman was Samach Simcha Gedayla. The poor fell on the month that Moshe Rabbeinu died. Right? Why did Haman? You know how you spell Haman? Hey, Mem, Nun. Spell out Haman B'milui. Guess what you get? 196. How do you know? Very good. Right? 196. Haman is this clipper from Amalek, from the Nochash, right? Who's into the Kites. Right? And therefore, if Moshe Rabbeinu died, you take Moshe out of Yisrael, you're left with Kites. This is the month I'm going to do it. Therefore, it's called Adar, and Adar has a dollar in the Reish. This is a Glik Lecha month, right? Now I understand what Chazal said, that Zeirish said, make this 8th Kavayach Mishmamo, Uba Boiker Amar Lamel Avilar. Why Ba Boiker, say Chazal, Shidavka was Mechavin, the moment of Zman Kriya Shema, that's when you hang him. Don't allow him to say, Shema Yisrael Hashem Echot. Hello? So what happened to swinging Haman? So Chazal said, Mu'idin Chazal, and said, it's very simple. Said, Be'oisei sho, Omar ha'koyitz l'snei HaKadosh Baruch. When Adam ate from the Eitz Hadas, initially the Eibishter was going to say, I'm going to hang you on this tree. The Eibishter then said, okay, I'm going to wait. There'll be a guy in the future called Haman, and we'll hang him on the tree. Right? When Nisha Chazal say there was a kuitz on top of the tree, something ausgestecht, right? And it said, "Rebbeinu Shalom, ani ein li al mi letlis. I have nothing to hang on me. Etin is at mi vitl tom izeh. I'm willing that I should hang on me on the kuitz of this tree, right? This Russia, why shani nikra kuitz? Vehu kuitz machiv. No, she yitla kuitz al kuitz. This Haman." Who be milu is called kites. He should be hanging on the kites, and that's exactly what happened, right? Which, by the way, all the Sfarim HaKadoshim say there's rumors in the Gemara in Saita Dafchav, where the Gemara says Omar of Yehuda Omar Shmuel, Shmei the Remeir, that Remeir, if he went to Rabbi Kiva, then he remember the story and went to Rabbi Shmuel, and he tells him Bini Ma'amalachtecha, and he says Lavlarani, right? His Bini have Izor B'malachtecha Shemalachas Malachas Shemayim. If you Machaser is Achas Moisev an after letter, you destroy Nimtatamachavkolim Kulay. He said, don't worry. I have not only that. I have this thing called Kankantum Shanimatul B'Tichadoy, and even if the Zvuv comes and he tries to sit on the kites and make from a dollar dresh, the concantum dries the ink. What's going on here? There's a zvuv. What do you know about a zvuv? Simple v'yitzahor. Like near a zvuv, a basement. Who is a zvuv? Which nation is zvuv? How do you know? The Baal Turim. Zikorin ba'sefer v'sim ba'ozni. Rosh Hashanah v'zvuv. How much arayas in Gemara? Zvuv is Amalek, right? So if this Zvuv tried to do away with the kites of the Dalis from Echot to make a Acher, don't worry about it. If a Haman was an Avodah Zarah, if a Haman and Makoil was Gimatria Tzav, everyone knows the Gemara in Sanhedrin, ain't Tzav Ella Avodah Zarah, right? Yes? And therefore he hung on Nun Amma. Nun Amma is also Gimatria Tzav Avodah Zarah. Hello? You with me? Therefore Chazal say in Psochim that when the Eibush told on the Marishin, Kitz Vidarda Tatsmiachal, Zolgu, Ain of the Moist after the eyes. Once he told him, Bezeyas Apechan, Techalechan, this Karadite. Why? Because he saw he sinned with his eyes, he sinned by looking where you shouldn't look. What was the tikkun? Chazal say, Amuna refers to Zroim, Shemamin, Bechayinam, Vizereya. The Haravanya, that itself will be the tikkun, will have to have Amuna in the Abish. I want to get to the point, get to what we're talking about. Okay. The vort is that both the chait eitz hadas, and later the chait o'eil, and later is all man who does not want to have a munah pshut in the Abish. You want to use seichel. Therefore, we understand, the Sofer says this, is not much difference between the piece of vork, says, Chalal say, what is the reason for par aduma? Pashtus. Chukah chakakti, gzeir, gzarti, ein l'chushas harach. Everybody, at Bar Moshe, Darshan Rashi brings Tovia Aim Vitinaket Soyus Bina. No kasha. Dafka the chet of Avodah Zarah starts when you want to use your mind and understand. How do you have Tovia Aim Vitinaket Soyus Bina? By the Katamana Rav said, Amiri Tikavort, the Beshalachni. Remember the Gemara says, Shlomo said, Amarti Echkuma of Yerachukimime. Yes, hello? By the way, just Derachag of the Maaser Kehel says, "V'hi rechoik is gimatria paradum." That's the nature. Is it relevant that Shlomo wanted to understand v'hi rechoik? Even what's the marti echma? No, he says perhaps asoy. It's argus habayis parz chukas. When a person sinned, and the sin came because of the hema bichu chesbeinus rabbis, you wanted to be too klug, right? The tikkun for the aver, the tshuva is do something you don't understand. Chukas hakakti. When Shlomo wanted a marti echmo, and Shlomo was nizgalulei rozi oilam, why couldn't he understand paraduma? Is he sore? I've sinned. What did he sin in? Torah says lo yarbeli noshira, and he was smarter than whatever. And there's a kitrug on him. You know, logically he was right, right? So therefore, amarti echkemo v'hi rechoik v'med. And now paraduma was the tikkun for the chet of Shlomo, pagam, whatever, on whatever level. And the, okay. That's the klipa of koitz. So we said, how the homily psukim are there in the Megillah? 12,190, 12,000 is the yud beis, v'le 1,000 times brachos. 196 is gematria koitz. But koitz is also, I saw in Rinoyim, yamsuf is gematria koitz. Why is that? Hello? Because there's a koitz for evil, and zelu umaze, there's a koitz of kedusha. The Megalamukis brings, the Eibishter created the world with two hands, yad yamin and yad smol, to miskalel yamina and smol. As Rashi brings on the pasuk, yamin Hashem nedori bakoyach, yamin Hashem tiras oyiv. So even though one person normally has a right hand and a left hand, chesed and gevura, but the Eibishter, when he takes Nekama from the Goyim, it's also Yamin Chashem. Yad is 14, and Yad is another 14. How much is 14 times 14? 196. What? 196. 196. So there's a Koitz of Kedusha, Keneged Koitz Eilamis, right? Which is, Megal Mukha says elsewhere, in every halacha, there's Memtes Panim Tor, Memtes Panim Tamei, Benigla Ubenister. So how much is 49 times 4? Also 196. So I'll call koitz for koitz, Rabbi Akiva found tidli tidlim shalaloch. Okay? The koitz of Kedusha. And therefore, by conquering the koitz, which is haman b'miluai, it was nisgaled the koitz of Kedusha, the depth of Torah, into the world. Why is that? Let me try, this is the word I want to say. The Masham, in his Sefer Chelus Mordechai, says, when are Yidin called Bevchinas Bonim? Bonim Atam Hashem L'Gei, with all the attendant Schar Mitzvah Alma, etc., etc. If you do something that makes sense, so you're a servant, it makes sense, you're an intelligent, rational, logical person, you do it. When something makes no sense, Eved doesn't want to do something that doesn't make sense. Makes sense, he'll do it. A child to a father is willing to do something, whatever his father wants, his rotzen, he likes it, he understands it, he doesn't understand it, it's machnishus. Right? By the way, one of the central themes of Purim, I just saw it this week, this year, in Purim, learning the Sefer, Ki roitza Hashem ba'amai. What is the Rosh Tev? The Gematria of the Rosh Tev is Ki roitza Hashem ba'amai. 232. What is 232? I must have said this like at least 232 times. Gematria hi oir, Rosh Tevis, Rachmona libaboy. The four miluim of the Shem Avaya, Ma, Ban, Sa, Benag, right? Birchas, Habrocha is 232. Har HaToiv is 232. A million, like, Eretz Yisrael, everything of Kedusha is into 232. When is a person Mamshich, the four miluim, Shem Avaya, and Kedusha, Yehi Oyer, there's Kedusha in the world, when Rachmona Libaboy, when a person's heart is open to the Abishur, he doesn't want to become a philosopher, right? And he's into understanding, but Midovok and Kedusha. Ki Roitza Hashem Ba'amoy. We said the Chumsofer said the whole miracle of Purim, they were Nenes, Rosh Hashanah, they're in Galus, they're assimilated, you know. But the love of the Abishur to Knesset Yisrael, that we discussed the other week, is the Inyan of Goyrel, the Maile from Tam Vadas, etc., like Yom Kippur, right? And therefore that was Nisgala on Purim. If a Purim becomes Azay Yom Tov. By the way, I have no time. I have 5 minutes. The Talmud Rebbe says a moiridi gevor in this week's parsha. Pasuk says he sees it. You're making a census. You're counting. At the end of the whole geshef, the Pasuk says the kachtas kesef Kippurim eighth bnei Yisrael v'nasata o Yisrael avoydus oil moid v'hoyel bnei Yisrael zikurol Hashem v'chaper on afshisik. At the end of the whole geshef of counting the census, this pasuk says Rashi. What happens? After the Ma'aseh Egel, where they lost the three Alofim, which we discussed many times, the three Alofs, Emes, Din, Emes, Odom, and Adnai, right? The Abel should count them. Why? There was a pestilence, a virus, or whatever, and people died. It's comparable to a flock of sheep that a disease, a pestilence came into the thing, and people, Misha Pasak, Omer, Loi, Leroya, the Balabos tells the Roya, the shepherd, the Vakoshmicha, Meneyas, Soini, count my sheep, see how many Vedak, how many Yisru, Leidia, Shehi Chavivol, to see how Choviv, how cherished. Weird Rashi doesn't pick rabbits out of hat. Rashi is from Chazal. This is in Tanchuma, in Psik to Rav Kahana. But there it's slightly different. First of all, they sell zuch on kisiso, the beginning of the counting. Rashi sells zuch at the end of the counting. Not on kisiso, but on the path of kachtas kesef kippurim at the end. Nachazach. The Medrash has a moshel lemelech of a king, right? Who had in his flock came a zev, a wolf, and was dairis and tore apart some of the sheep. So the king tells the shepherd, count up the how many sheep remain. Rashi says, not a marshal for a king, a marshal for a balabas who owned sheep. Not there was a zev who was tairif, there was a negev. If Rashi's source, Rashi means the same thing later by Parpet Pinchas, the marshal Chazal. Here Rashi is mishana both in the place where he comments and also in the marshal. Hello? Medrash says no zecher of the inyan of loydia to teach you how chaviva, how cherished, how beloved the sheep are. That's what Rashi says. Right? Shtelzich the shayla, not hakasha. If you're telling me a marshal, right, of a negev, who sends the negev? The person. So what do you mean it's chaviva? He was the one who sent the magev in the first place. Says the Talmud Rebbe Zalbun said a meiri tikavar. There's a chilik yisoidi between Rashi and the Medrash, which is since every punishment is uviyem pokti ufakadeti, as the Gemara says. There's always this is how you understand all challenges that he has. The famous story that the Kedusharim went to the Kotzker. They say this on many tzaddikim, but whatever, he said it from the Shrim and the Kotzker. And he asked his Rebbe, how is it that I feel a greater chavivus, yontov sheni shel golis, the second day yontov, the second Seder, more than the first day? And the Kotzker said, Moshel mahar dover doima, a person gets on with your wife. You get on with your wife. You don't get on with your wife. You're on talking terms. Everything is fine. You pick up, you take out the garbage. You do it. Fine. Everything's fine. A mole, you have a blazing row with your wife. The world's fine. But then you mephayez her. Right, and she invites you, or whatever the case may be. Right, now the ava va'achva is much stronger than it was at chil. after the period, after the Meriva, it's much, much stronger. So too by the Eibishter, right? The Eibishter made a Migdosh. Also, Migdosh for Shechanti B'Seichel. When did this come? Dafka after the Cheto Egel. Repeat it. So therefore, it's not like a Moshel, the Melech, where the Melech is upgetrogen. The Melech is like living in his palace. There's a king, there's a Queen Elizabeth. Lomar Zogin, she has somewhere on a farm somewhere in Scotland. She does. Do you think the queen like is like Gaya Benel? Like she's a billion acres of estate? You know? Yeah, sheep, the shepherd for the queen, her majesty's shepherd, he has to do his job. It's not the Gaya Benel. He has to, they have a Rashi chain. It's not a marshal with what? A king. It's a marshal of a boss. He had this little herd, right? And therefore, by him, every one of the sheep is incredibly choviv, right? And it's not that if a wolf came and started. The Negev came from the Balabas. How could it be? Is the Charaya that what? It must be that this must be Lati Ella, because the Abishar is Tevu Meitiv and the Chazan and the Rachman, and he only gives challenges because. Right? Yeah? It's Al Derech. He brings a Rambam. The Rebbe used to always quote this Rambam. The Rambam of Peter Shemeshnai is the Perigim of Torah says, Ain hevdo ben adam shalinit meklal b'mes or yishinit mekol yomav v'tavol v'hizol of shlishi v'shvi. No different. The person was tar his whole life, or a person was tummy mess his whole life, and then they spitz on him parat duma and he's tar. V'leoid elish hazeh shehuza alav yishlo ma'ilu yaseir b'tara sharakolsu kvar gozer alav shutor. So the Rambam amurdi chiddush. A person who was tummy and now became tar. Has a mailah because the Torah was geizer as tara more than a person who never became tummy in the first place. At kan l'shoin the nesher hagodol the Rambam. He's a charei the mailah of a bal tshuva over a whatever. This is the same thing. This is the mailah of the chavivus of a yid. I've had the time I explained it. I said it many times. The famous pshat the Imre Emes said. It's also in the gate of Hormah. No time to elaborate. Hanoisin sheleg katzomer. Remember we explained that? The Miriamis brings a medrash, a meridic medrash. The Eibishter gives, I think it's sheleg, snow, katsemer in proportion to the wool, to the coats and the sweaters you have to bear the cold. Kefoyer, ko efer yufazer. Kefoyer, right? The frost, into the efer you have to warm up your house, it'll come. There's a pshat from the briskunas oilam, which is brought in Zera Kodesh in this week's parashah, meridic avor. I said this before. Kefoyer, Ko Efer Yefazer. Can anyone tell me the similarities in all three words? Kfoir is par plus chavov, which is Shem Avaya. Ko Efer is par plus chavalov, which is Gematria Eke. Yefazer is what? Par plus 17, which is Shem Alev K Vov K, which is Gushpanka, the Chosm, which, what's the difference? The bottom, I've got time to elaborate. Somebody needs another hour to, right? A person sees he's challenged, right? If you know this par dinim, but there's an Eibishter to Shem Avaya with you, kfoir. Ko Efer, it's punishment, it's painful, but there's an Eibishter with me who's Mashkiach, who's Mahava, who's everything that comes in the world is Bashkochov, that's what Havaya means. Then Ko Efer means Eker. Shem Eker means it will be good. Future, tshuva, etc., etc. That's right. In other words, that the Eibishter made this thing is a challenge. At the moment, it doesn't look to me, I don't see the good, but kol mat over rachman ulatav. That's ko Efer. Yefazer, gimatri yotoyiv. Not only it will be good, but the higher level, it is good yet. And this has a million other hashlachas, but I'm not gonna, but what's the lesson in it? I'll just end off with a marshal. Everyone's famous marshal, you all saw it. Biron brings it, Mary Dikavar. The heck, let me tell you one more story before this story. They tell a story, I've heard this from people who were there, that the Chafetz Chaim once was sitting with Masiba Purim, with Talmidim, and everyone was sitting with the Chafetz Chaim, Purim, comes a bocher who was shikr out of his mind, stoned out of his mind. And he had, you know, when a person gets drunk, you lose your inhibitions. He went over to the Holy Chafetz Chaim, and he asked the bracha from the Kohen Gadol, right? He wants to be with the Chafetz Chaim, imi b'mchitzosi in garet. Some of the Bachram thought, like, other people were laughing. You want to be with the Chavetz Chaim. Like, you know, right? So everyone was laughing, except for the Chavetz Chaim. The Chavetz Chaim told him, Right? If you give me a handshake, in Makabal not talk Lashon Hara, Tirzog Dartsu, Imim Rizos. The Bach, however drunk he was, Rebbe, thus, I can't on him. I can't. The Chaim never looked at the Bachar again. Rebbe Shaladinsky screamed at him, Just gehat the mafteichus, forget it. Ain't it in your heads? You sometimes have an opportunity, like a rendezvous with destiny, you threw away the mafteichus. So Rabbi Yudalib Ashlag, the Baal Sulam, tells a Meiridik Maisa. It's an unbelievable story. The Moshe. Once there was a fellow, a Pashiyid, and he gave Kairas Ruach to the king. The king was so happy that he wanted to pay him back. He wanted to show him some gratitude. He said, called over the Yidl. He said, I'm giving you the mafteches to the royal treasury, the Ginzei HaMelech, for 2 hours. Take whatever you could. He found himself some sturdy bags. In the Ginzei HaMelech, this kesef v'zov, and tovim margolias, this diamonds and emeralds and rubies and kol tuf. He fills up the two bags, like as much as he can carry, and he's walking out. The Shem Re Hasaf, whatever. What do you think? Hefkevelt here. Took the bags and immediately brought it back to the Oitres HaMelech and poured it. And the heaps of diamonds and gems. Oh, but the guy's a Yidl. Listen, I have 2 hours. I still have the key. Right? Went back and did it again. Every time he did it, they poured the diamonds out. Oh, but Hubach has 5 times this situation repeats itself. Until the 5th time, they poured it out again. So he said, he's going home empty-handed. But we've arranged carriage for you to bring you to your shtetl. He goes into his carriage, and he sees all of the diamonds and rubies and emeralds and gold and silver, all the avodim type. The soldiers of the king, they piled it up very nicely in barrels. They're all yours. The first time it was first the king told me I could have 2 hours, right? Then they poured it back, and now the 2 hours are over. And now I come back, and it's all loaded up for me. So he asked permission to see the king. And he says, Yalamdeinu, a majesty. What's shot in the story? So the king tells the guy, hello. I had great hakaras atayv to what you did for me, right? I wanted to reward you. But I know you're a kleini yidle from a small shtetl. If you would fill up a bag of diamonds, you're like the richest Jew in the whole, whatever, you'll be happy and go home and sameach with everybody. But I wanted to give you riches, not according to your hasogas. I wanted to give you matonis ki yad hamelech. Right? So therefore, I knew, let's work it out. You're going to pile it up. Then my soldiers were instructed to pour it out. Let's see if you have faith. I gave you 2 hours. You'll do. You could give up and go home. But you tried again and again, unsuccessfully. At the end, you got it all. That's why it says, it means, I love this word. It says in the Megillah, Las is kirsoin, who's Ishvish? Gemara says, Ish is Mordechai, Ivesh Mordechai, V'ish is Haman. Ish Tarvoy. The Ish is Mordechai and the Ish is Haman. Maybe Ish is Haman and the Ish is Mordechai. So, I don't know who said this. The Ish is scramble the letters you get the word Yish. That's Amolik. Give up, forget. I messed up, finished, all over. That's Amolik. Ish stands for Einshum Yish. A Yid knows there's no Yish in the world, right? Then you're a Mordechai. The Ish. Oisi is Yish, then you're a Haman, right? If a Yid knows that the whole Vort of Purim, Ki Roitz Hashem Ba'amoy, you know what Purim that Koyt Yishu Asasi, everyone cups of wine, cups of this, cups of that, yeah? Chaf Vav Samach, B'milui. Chaf is 100, Vav is 12, yeah, hello, Samach is 120, what do you got? Reish Lamed Beis, Rachmana Liboboi, the Miluyim, Habrach, etc., etc. What is Kois Kipshutoi? Simple, without any Miluyim. 86. What is 86? Elikim. Elikim is Midas Hadin. You think you see the Kois. Midas Hadin, Gimachi Elikim. The Milui, Al Kois Yayin Molei, Kivirchas Hashem, right? Baruch Hashem is also Gimachi Reish Lamed Beis. Then you're Zuich, if you have a view, you have a. You see the Abishur, you know the Hashem Elikeinu Hashem, but that's Shema, that's Hashem Elikeinu Hashem Echod. There's no such thing as Midas Adin, it's all from a Libetata. Then you're able, as Hashem Tov said, you're Mamtig Alekvuris, and with Zeichet Lehudim, it's Eirev, it's Zimcha, 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 it's Zimc